Well, two very challenging readings this morning from St. Paul and also from the Lord in this parable of the people with the various numbers of talents. We might get offended by what St. Paul said about us this morning, about us. He says, you're not wise, you're not powerful, you're not noble. Rather, you're foolish, you're weak, you're lowly, you're despised, you count for nothing. Not exactly words of encouragement, but what's St. Paul getting at? God does not choose us. God does not call us into relationship with him because we're talented. He doesn't choose us because we're rich. He doesn't choose us because we're perfect. He chooses us because we know we need him. And because we know that all things come from him and are a gift from him. And that whole theme of what we have in our life is a gift from the Lord is what also at the heart of today's gospel. That this man that was given one talent, the reason he was reprimanded and called lazy and wicked is because he didn't seem to even recognize that what he had been given was from the Lord. So what's the call to action from the gospel? It's to recognize that everything we have, not material things, other things, everything we have is from God. Our very existence is from him. And without that, there'd be nothing. We've been given so much. The ability to have faith. The ability to love. The ability to be hopeful for eternity. All that is a gift from him. Let's recognize that and not bury that talent in the ground, but offer it back to the Father, asking him to bear great fruit, even in our foolishness, even in our simplicity, even in our nothingness. Let's allow him to bear great fruit in our lives. It's what he wants to do. Our only job is to give him that permission.